Welcome to Holy and Holy.
We're now tuning in to www.com.
for Jamaica.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner of Mint Mobile. It's the holidays, and the big wireless companies are busy spending billions on advertising. At Mint, we're not into wasting money. So we bought this spiffy stock footage for $500. Our footage also came with another hand, so we can let you know if you switch to Mint, you'll get 3 months free on all of our plans. even unlimited. Feels like that deserves an exclamation point. Whoa, easy, easy.
How hard is it to catch a crispy, flaky fish? Depends on how patient you are and what pocket you keep $6 in. Arby's fish sandwiches are now 2 for $6 and part of Arby's everyday value. Arby's, we have the meat.
No, man. No mimic. Out of a suit into another type of clothes. I'm talking about only fatigue type of clothes for the rest of my life. PTSD it on the front of my side of my arms and everywhere I'm walking around for me. 1 minute everybody asks me, why am I going around dressed looking? Maybe they said tacky. No, every tack of me, every tad of me is better than tattoos in the skin, skin deep. If all y'all out there don't understand the progress from Mr. K-E-E-N-O-W-H-I-T-E, code at the end. Y'all know me declaring war again. All y'all out there thought the dark is flashing. But yo, when it was time for me, I be changing into so many clothes or outfits. So many people can't realize who I am. Sometimes they be thinking that I'm trying to fight for somebody else, but I made this stuff myself. No, man.
No mimics, no come with your gimmicks. Ain't nobody gonna try to buy your music cause we don't wanna hear it. Cause you ain't no hip hop. If you said that you was, you probably was a lie. Cause the Zero Squad, we always gonna stay above like a bird just fly. So everybody can't believe they eyes of everything that they wanna say and they wanna despise. They wanna get filled up with the hate. We fill it up with the passion. Put it with the music, now we call it straight mashing. Yes, we going like mash, army pants, army type music. That mean everybody ain't gonna abuse anything that we said that we was gonna use to make everything misused. Everything that they wanna reuse, we reuse, recycle everything. Yeah, we been in this, no we ain't new, but we giving everybody the news like we going on TV. No mimics, no mimic. No mimic.
A whole bunch of gimmicks, that's what they've been doing in the industry. So now it's time for the capital O, they handle business. Yo, the old court around the whole universe quick. Why everybody sitting around getting stuck in by the photo quick? Thinking y'all can stop the way we represent. Feel your face up, make you feel like you've been photoshopped. Y'all out there sitting around 1 minute, be sitting in front of a car, next minute saying you own it. But behind the back, behind stage, that's just a star backstage type of nonsense. They giving all the kids and everything y'all want to see that's being done quick. Yeah, hidden, hidden hand. All y'all out there sitting around throwing rocks again, hiding your hand. Yo, y'all know when it's time for Mr. MR.239, I stay pointing quick. I be the weapon that stay aimed at your mug. Blade, stay aimed at your heart. Stay aimed at your blood pressure. Stay aimed at your veins and your arms. All y'all out there thought that y'all could stop me, but yo, the major glycerin then came in a different form. All y'all out there didn't understand I've been amazing for everything I've been on. No mimic.
No mimic. Probably been a long time since you heard a masterpiece. No, everybody just wanna pick up the police. Now they just wanna say peace. Wanna throw the peace sign up cause they don't really want no beef with a person that they never could know that could ever fall off a tree. tree of a leaf. Know it's coming from a branch, coming from a strong tree. That mean everybody gonna come to it like Dollar Tree. To a mind because they wanna buy something that's gonna go dollar off. No, I'm about to just dollar off. Everybody know I'm about to dot them off. Put them off the line because anybody ain't gonna get into anything that we got a place in. Yes, we go, get marched, set, go. When we go, ain't nobody gonna stop us from where we gotta go. We just gotta walk, ain't nobody gonna mimic because ain't nobody gonna come in with no quick scheme or get rich scheme. When they try to come and jump on, try to say that they own with the team. No mimic.
Yeah, he'd be like him, he'd be like him. Shut up, get out of here. Gotcha.
Thank you. together.
We're made to live together.
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 Together. Thank you. Taco Bell's new grilled cheese burrito is filled with nacho cheese sauce and a delicious three cheese blend. And even more melty cheese is grilled on top. Introducing Taco Bell's $5 grilled cheese burrito box. Order ahead and pick yours up at our contactless drive-thru.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let them know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey. No matter what's going on,
you'll make it all right.
Said it in his word. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Children.
Yeah.
crying tonight, but I come to let you know Jesus will. He'll dry your eyes. He'll dry your eyes. He'll dry your eyes. Should it have been
Pizza Hut dares anyone to find a better pizza.
Oh, really?
Papa John just couldn't resist the challenge. He commissioned independent taste tests. Papa John's won big time. Maybe that's because our sauce is made with fresh-packed, vine-ripened tomatoes. Pizza Hut uses remanufactured paste.
Anybody can claim to make a better pizza, but it's you, the consumer, who've decided. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John.
Try our Papa's Choice. That's a large pizza with your choice of up to five toppings for just $9.99.
Love pizza? Hate having to choose between quality and price? Well, you don't have to, because Papa John gives you both. With Papa's quality guarantee, if you don't love your pizza, we'll deliver you another one absolutely free. And with 50% off all pizzas throughout January, you always get a great deal more with Papa John's.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Hi, I'm Nick from Nick's Cigar World. This is our North Myrtle Beach Superstore, and we've got something really special and new for you, our new cigar and wine bar, which is located right next door. When you walk into our cigar bar right away, you'll notice the atmosphere. It's a very casual, relaxed setting featuring a selection of over 30 beers, many fine wines, and the friendliest staff and patrons. It's a great place to sit with friends and enjoy one of our cigars, and you can even test your golf skills on our state-of-the-art golf simulator so you can hit the links, rain or shine. The cigar bar is right next door to our cigar superstore, which features over 1,500 varieties of cigars. Please stop by and see us at one of our three locations, and we'll hope you'll visit our new cigar bar in North Myrtle Beach. I'm Nick from Nick's Cigar World. Smoke them if you got them.
You know what? Here's to going for it. And being terrible. Here's to giving it a shot, even though your shot is garbage. To being the queen of the court. Oh, maybe not that court. To feeling the burn, even if there shouldn't be a burn to feel. To trying your best, even though your swing is the worst. Here's to going down way harder than you get back up. Giving it your all, even though you kind of suck. But you know what doesn't suck? Trying to do something you've never done before. That doesn't suck at all. Not even a little.
Better than a good cigar? A good cigar at Nick's. Nick's Cigar and Wine Bar, 27th Avenue South in North Myrtle Beach.
Feel the rhythm of Baywatch Resort and Conference Center in North Myrtle Beach. 18 bodies of water on site. Blue Room Cafe Restaurant. Fishtails Beach Bar. Sandtrap Sports Bar and Grill. Fully furnished spacious rooms and suites. Oceanfront location. Plus, minutes from shopping, dining, nationally ranked golf courses, and world-class entertainment. Either way you choose to spend your vacation, Baywatch Resort has more of the amenities and activities you love. Plus, with the Oceana Rewards Card, get free tickets to Wildwater and Wheels Water Park
and other great savings. Because at all of your Oceana resorts, we give you more. More of the things you love in a vacation, free, just for staying with us. So feel relaxed, feel rejuvenated, feel the rhythm at Baywatch Resort and Conference Center in North Myrtle Beach.
And it's here for you. a place now, everybody. Got to let us through. Got a dream to catch tonight, it might come true.
Hold tight. They think I'm a fool, 'cause I do so many things for you. do. I give the word to you, but if you want me to, I'll do anything.
He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me.
Dick's Palm Superstore. Your love story deserves a diamond from Dick.
I'm
'Twas the night before. Hold up. Let's take this up a notch. 'Twas the night before Super Bowl, and what to my wondering eye should appear but the Super Bowl legends of yesteryear.
Still warming up?
Eli and Peyton, they're up throwing footballs, snacking them legs and destroying them walls.
Hey, what are you doing?
His idea, Dad.
Go to bed.
Thanks a lot.
Montana and Rice relive their old glory while adding Doritos to their Super Bowl story.
Hey guys. Aitman. Can I play?
Brought some chips.
Heck no.
When up in the attic there arose such a clatter, you couldn't make that catch.
Easy catch.
Brash on. Bettis caused a snack table to shatter.
Nachos.
Away to the window, Dion ran in a flash. He tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. So get the Doritos.
You guys are all right.
Get the Tostitos, pour salsa, pour queso, get the Lay's and the Cheetos. Now snack away, y'all, because Super Bowl's here and we about to ball. 'Twas the night before Super Bowl, so get the Doritos and get the Tostitos, pour salsa, pour queso, get the Lay's and the Cheetos. Now snack away, y'all, because Super Bowl's here and we about to ball. And don't forget the chips.
Oh, yeah, Preacher, I finally got me a chance to give me a corn dog right now, you know. Hot dog, he was chewing on. Give me that, man. You had give it. You know what? I give him two.
It's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine, we the new WIB, all-star, take a seat, watch the shine. It's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine, we the new WIB, all-star, take a seat, watch the shine. Yeah, it's prime time, Mr. Prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine. We the new WIB All Star, take the seat, watch us shine. Yeah, it's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine. We the new WIB All Star, take the seat, watch us shine. Yeah, Mr. 239 at the 20-yard line, getting ready to make my run and. They got in my hand and that's my goal. For all you dudes out there don't understand, yo, the way I'm gonna keep this crowd controlled. Make everybody get up out the bleachers and start yelling, yeah, Keto! Yeah, made it out the game. Why everybody thought they could stop the way I represent, making their doubts and everything be gone and be game. Be gone and come alone as I run through these yards, running back and forth. Man, I know I got some visitors and a home team, but the visitors, they the ones that wanna boo when they see a true all-star on the scene. We representing, coming through live when it's time for me to represent and shine. While most of the dudes that think that I was gonna be able to bring them flows to go straight through and script through your mind. Yo, hot stepping in the game, man. I done hot stepped over y'all when I'm jumping on y'all. And I'm right there at the 50-yard line and I got a few scores, 4 miles to score. It's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine. We the new WIB All-Star, take the seat, watch the sun. It's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine. We the new WIB All-Star, take the seat, watch the sun. It's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine. We the new WIB Star, all stars, take a seat, watch the sun. Yeah, it's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine. We the new WIB All Stars, take a seat, watch the sun. As Mr. 239, the moves off the 50-yard line, I'm still running, and while most dudes didn't understand it, I was gonna keep on moving. Man, I'm wide receiver. Yeah, I caught that pass when I was running. Why everybody didn't think it was time for my career to keep on expanding? I'm talking about expand so far up in ways that y'all wouldn't be able to know by far. By far, Mr. 239 been known to represent and run up many yards. Yo, check it. I'm doing the juke on these dudes, and they sitting around. I lost from me back in the past when I was spitting in 1992, 1993.
thought that they could stop me as I begin to run. Yeah, I'm out there into my first down, so that means I got one more yard to score for all y'all to understand how I get down, how I represent. Y'all can picture me the way that Mr. 239 be representing, hitting the city. Why everybody don't understand, man, this jersey that I'm wearing on my neck piece, I won't retire. It's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine. W-I-B, All-Star, take a seat, watch the sign. It's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine. We the new W-I-B, All-Star, take a seat, shine, watch the shine. It's prime time, it's prime time, Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine. We the new W-I-B, All-Star, take a seat, watch the shine. It's prime time. Mr. 239 time, AM Fleet time, night to shine. We the new WIB, All-Stars, take a seat, watch the sun.
Man, you know what?
Yeah, man, you know. When you are All-Star, people sometimes think they can forget about you, how you done shine, but
yeah, yeah,
when hit across their head and they remind that,
yeah, you
what you doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, Bridget.
Yeah,
yeah, I got that sucker.
Man.
I got him. I got him. He think I'm gonna get him. You wanna try to grab my corn dog and my chili dog? I bet you sitting there rolling down on the bleachers now. Yeah, look at him.
Been sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same law. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships. We can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're an Indian, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power, one law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you're attracting to you. Now, wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people. Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
Jai 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 the blackness. Keep the game out.
Hello and welcome. I'm Bob Proctor, and I am really proud and very pleased to be part of The Secret. You see, The Secret literally changed my life around 45 years ago, and for the past 38 years, I have traveled all over the world helping people understand The Secret. The law of attraction is always working. You can never escape it. Everything that comes into your life, you're attracting into your life. And you see, as we understand The Secret, then we can sit down and dictate exactly what we want to come into our life. And with absolute certainty, it will arrive. Let's stop and think of who we are, what we are. You see, I said I am Bob Proctor. The truth is I'm not really Bob Proctor. Bob and Proctor are two words. That's my name. But it's not me. I might look at myself and say, this is me. But this isn't Bob Proctor. This isn't me either. You've never heard anybody phone into work and say, body's not coming in today, it's sick. You've never heard anyone say, am hand. We say, my hand, my name, my job. These are things we have, but it's not me. See, I am a soul, a spirit, non-physical, and I live in this physical body. And I have the ability to dictate the vibration that my mind and body will be in. You see, vibration is a law of the universe. This entire universe operates by law. There are no accidents. And vibration decrees, the law of vibration, that we literally live in an ocean of motion. Absolutely nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything's vibrating at one speed or another. And we can move into a positive or a negative vibration. We use the word feeling to describe the conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. If you hear a person say, I'm not feeling very well, what they're really saying is, I am in a negative vibration. When you hear a person say, I feel so good, what they're really saying is, I'm in a positive vibration. Now, do you know, when you're in a negative vibration, the only energy you can attract to you is like energy. You're going to attract negative situations into your life. When you're in a positive vibration, the only thing you can attract into your life are things that are in harmony with you, positive things. So let's think about this for a moment. Our body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of molecules in a very high speed of vibration. Mind is movement, and body is the manifestation of that movement. You and I have the conscious ability to choose the images that we're going to hold in our mind. We tap into an infinite source of supply, and we choose our thoughts. We can pick up other people's thoughts, or we can originate thoughts. And when we bring those thoughts together, we create ideas. I can create an idea in my mind of myself having anything I want. And then as I take that idea and impress it upon my subconscious mind, which is universal intelligence, I not only affect my body, but I affect this entire universe. Now I know that most of us have such a small picture, a small image of ourselves, that we have a difficult time believing that we would actually affect the entire universe. But we do. Do you know that thought waves are cosmic waves that penetrate all time and space? And when I think something, I control the vibration I'm in. And when I control the vibration I'm in, I control what I attract into my life. If I want greater wealth, I just have to see it coming into my life. I've been given a magnificent imagination. And through the use of my imagination, I can create, originate pictures in my mind. I can see myself in beautiful relationships. I can see myself experiencing wonderful success. I can see money coming to me through multiple sources on a continuous basis. You see, I dictate what I see. You know, Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist that spent the war years in a concentration camp. Now, I don't suppose anyone has ever experienced more physical and intellectual abuse than those people that were in those camps. But Viktor Frankl pointed out in a marvelous book, Man's Search for Meaning, that no one could cause him to think something he didn't want to think. And you know, all the great leaders, all down through history, as far back as you want to go, have been in complete and unanimous agreement on one point, that we become what we think about. Now, why is that so? Because we have the freedom to think anything we want. We can originate thoughts, or we can pick thoughts just out of the ether. And we can internalize those thoughts. We can bring them together and build beautiful ideas, or we can build terrible ideas. But the ideas we build are going to determine the vibration we're in. And the vibration we're in is going to dictate the energy that we attract to us. Now ask yourself, what do you really want? Think about it for a moment. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of health do you want to experience? Do you want prosperity? What kind of a business do you want? Do you know that you are the architect of your life? You truly are. And you can tap into this infinite source of supply. And it is an infinite source of supply. I think one of the most magnificent authors of the past 500 years was a man named Thomas Troward. And he talked about the spirit of opulence. And he talked about us tapping into the infinite. And he said, when you are drawing from the infinite, you can never take more than your share. Abundance is your birthright. But understand this. You will never attract into your life something that is not in harmony with you. And so if you want more, if you want greater wealth, greater health, more meaningful relationships, make up your mind right now that you're going to build the image of what you want, and you're going to hold on to that image, and you're going to stay in that vibration. This entire universe is an orderly universe. Energy attracts like energy. So just understand that the good that you want is already here. All you have to do is get in harmony with it. And you do that through your own thinking. It's absolutely phenomenal when you stop and think about it. Build the image of the world you want to live in. Watch the film, The Secret, over and over again. Go to the website, The Secret TV. Because all of the products that they're offering you are going to help you alter your conditioning, change your habitual way of thinking. And when you do that, you have changed your world. I did that 45 years ago. I was just a young man, but I was given a book, and the book helped me establish a purpose for my life. It helped me understand myself. And you're going to attract according to your belief. Now, you might not really believe in yourself, but if you keep studying, you're going to be absolutely amazed with yourself. You see, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And the more we reevaluate a situation, the more our belief about that situation will change. I want you to reevaluate the laws that govern your being. Start to understand the law of vibration. See how the law of attraction and the law of vibration are really, in truth, the same law. You can only attract to you the things that vibrate in harmony with you. I'll look forward to meeting you in open programs that we conduct, that Secret are going to promote. And I look forward to meeting you on another series of videos that this company is offering. The Secret is phenomenal. It's waking up the world. This is Bob Proctor. Thank you.
Instrumental flow comes through his shoes. All y'all know how we get crazy do is I keep the format going moving. job to receive it, I have been doing. So I'm carrying like a 843 and a 704 in the back of my back, yo. Everybody know when it was time for this dude to represent on track. I always bring the tack and bring the back to flow. Everybody feeling like, yeah, I don't blow back. I'm still with Mac, yeah, Cackalack straight through the door. From the most, so y'all were out there thought this was a joke. But now, yo, guess what, call me the ghost. What's the most?
Promoting from the last minute suggestion, going around town making moves. Everybody was like, man, dude, what did you do it? I'm like, yo, y'all wanna check out this new album? It's by me, Blast from Nothing, 239 or something. How? Y'all didn't know how Mr. 239 do. Always stay on the ground from night to shine. When it's time for me to deliver out my flow, y'all know when I represent at a show, I expose what I know how to do from night to shine.
Watch out.
Shine. Yo, I remember dudes back in the day say, once you go around and perform the same old song, people start seeing that, yo, it sound like a broken record song. So I guess all my albums, everything I done spit in, it sounded like a broken record to my intros and to my dome. So all y'all know when I get ready to rip the flow, I'ma keep ripping the show. Yeah, I've been making so far my instrument moving in the slow, whack rappers down.
Hey man, come on my record, man, slow down. You know what I mean? You know y'all need to get y'all stuff away from here. Be with.
You have just reached Merc 79, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham! Today we are here with Mr. 239, and I got a question for him. I want to ask him, and he's going to give the answer to the whole audience, haters and doubters and all that. So how does it feel to be successful? Basically, feels great, and I like to thank God for me being able to breathe, being able most to do definitely. This. The way that I can keep doing it with the energy. And as for all the haters, the Dallas and the jealousy, all of them, all there was a push for me to have a celebration.
All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. All my people to the right, to the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. All my people to the right and the left, put your hands up. All my people to the front and the back, put your hands up. Because Tina is up, yeah. I'm the one that's representing with Word Is Born Records. So everybody that's sitting down on your chair and not familiar with what's going on right here, yo, this is a celebration. We being able to live to see again, breathe again, eat again, walk again, sleep again, wake up in the morning and we be stretching. So we still breathing and yawning. So everybody got a reason to be celebrating. Because it's a special occasion. Every day you being able to breathe it. Even though people try to stop you from making it. Even though they try to do things that make you feel like you can't take it. Sometimes we just sit back and wonder about what was really going on back then. Was it just the things that was going on? When these somebody see you going high, they want to try to pull you down. But you know you got to let them know how it goes when you come around to do your thing. Even though people didn't think that I would pursue my dream, now everybody knew how I did. When I did it from NC to SC, all the way across the galaxy, everybody know what it's going to be when you see WB and Mr. M1.239. Come up, everybody. They was gonna do. They was really gonna be on point what they said they was gonna do. And that dude by the name Mr. 2, he was doing what everybody said that he couldn't do. Yeah, y'all know how he did. He just kept making his move. Even though people said that he was just gonna be a fool. They played me like a joker, like I was the one that made a move like a monster. But really that's what it really was. But now I say, hang around the Elgin. While these niggas be sitting around hating, wondering, I tell them how you gotta do. Just sit back, be patient,
what time it is, y'all keep on thinking. Everybody thought that they could erase this. Nah, ain't no way to erase this. Because, yo, I keep moving like the instruments in the background. Y'all know how it is when I crack the ground. Everybody didn't think I was gonna bring that hip-hop back around, but now they know it's celebration.
Body language confusing, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like mad confusing, man. Like sometimes
the
brother don't even know what you really trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Like what kind of signs you giving off? What kind of messages you sending, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Let me know what's good. You know what I mean? I'm lost sometimes. I be getting mixed feelings. Word up. Word. Yo, imagine us sitting and walking around the sand on the beach. You sitting back in the chair and imagine me making love to your headpiece.
Oh, yeah.
As my words go inside of your ears and you look at the oceans and the waves as they go back and forth and on the shore and we watching that moon come up. And I'm talking about the sunrise. Look at the sunset, making everybody be wondering how is that really going on like that. Man, I'm a little bit in my mind about. You moist?
Oh, yeah.
Or is you making the right choice, you know what I mean? Word up. Man, I mean, I can't tell what you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Like, 1 minute, I think you moist, you know what I mean? But then, it's like, I don't know. Like, you ain't made a choice yet. So anyway, as I imagine myself caressing you and sitting you down addressing you, taking my time with you. We just sitting back doing what we always do, being the grown folks like we always do. I'm talking about we can sip on them exotic drinks. I'm talking about look at things as we come through to make you want to think. I can do a little thing to you to make you feel like I want to play. Maybe we can flirt a little bit that day. Word up. Word up. I mean, you making the choice, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real. Word up. Word up. Word up. Word up. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I believe you more, you know what I'm saying? You made the right choice. Word up. Word up. As I And I think about the times that, man, you driving me crazy inside, within. I'm talking about the love and the butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, yes.
Moving up to the top of my heart quick. And I just imagine myself kissing you and licking you, eating you with cooking cream ice cream, licking it off your body. I'm talking about things that make you want to go a little bit crazy and insane quickly. I guess that's the reason why I got you trembling for what I speak. Word up. You more. Word up.
Yeah,
no doubt. You definitely more. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Yeah, word up. Man, sometimes, you know, a woman body language, women body language, can mess with your head. One minute you can say they saying one thing, and they can mean another one. And then they can mean another one and say another thing, you know what I mean? Man, for real, man, like. It's like, you never know, man. Sometimes a woman body language make you feel like they want to bomb you. Or maybe you never know. It can confuse you, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Hey, man, they're going to Bojo Neat regulars right there. What you talking about, man? That's one of Bojo Nika's regulars right there, man.
Who? On 27th Avenue.
She going in his house right now.
Yeah, right there.
Oh, I see you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Help you,
I see you, man.
You
see him? Yeah, I see you.
Yo, I met her through a friend by the name of Lee. That was from West Virginia at that time of 2014. She came in my house, first knocked at the door. She was like, yeah, this is my friend, Miss Cassie. I was like, yo, Miss Cassie, who is that? He was like, just a friend. And I was like, okay. He was like, well, I think you need to meet her. So as she knocked on the door with her friend, and she came in, I didn't pay attention to her eyes, but at the same time I was analyzing in my mind which one could she be. I seen one that was heavy set, and then I seen one was slim. I was like, man, I hope it ain't that heavy set one, cause man, I ain't trying to be dealing with no big chick again, all that nonsense they be dealing with. But anyway, approached my desk, she grabbed a microphone, voice box, and she started singing.
Turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, you need to hear me, man.
the spray paint. I'm talking lead paint, shaking lead bread paint. Leave the leaking like holes in the water bed. Leave them dead, let them catch the bullets and the shell. Blood smoke looking like a fog. We ain't gon' stop, tell everybody look, mushy like lasagna. Call me your honor, you just got convicted. Death was the penalty, fresh to pieces. Every time I spit, chop the pieces. Throne so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my mother money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my mother image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
Explain it in layman's terms, y'all be lame in every language.
Get money, get money, get money.